Yeah, back then I was playing a scrub board.
Yeah, he's a little fella then, you know, 9 years old, 10 years old.
And of course, it was a glass scrub board. And now they don't make them no more like that. You know, I'd be scrubbing with my uncle while he playing, you know, the Zydeco Cajun music and glass flying all over my eye. And then he looked at me one night, he said, Classé, he said, you could play guitar, yeah. He was real Creole, you know.
Had an accent.
Oh, yeah, that accent. I said, you think so? Yeah, he said, tell your daddy to buy you a guitar, boy. I said, okay. To be truthful, I didn't realize until later, I'm gifted. This is a gift that God gave to me. I'm gifted. I could hear real good. You know, he taught me how to tune it one. He didn't have to teach me one or two times. And I could hear, you know, and then he taught me the little simple chords like the G, C, and D, and A. And I could tell, you know, because like I said, I'm a gifted musician. And they had an old man, he's dead, been dead now. His name was Kitty. He used to drive an old raggedy Cadillac. And I noticed he used to come park front of the house. And our living room was facing the street where we live at. And I noticed every time I practiced in the evening, that old man just sat there and just listened to me. And they had a little club about a block from the house called the Horseshoe Club, right?
But see, he had a band.
Yeah, he had a band. But other words, it's kind of like my uncle back then. He didn't hire no band. He just hired a good guitar player. He was a drummer. He was an old drummer. One evening, he came knock on the door. And my parents, them, they had heard of him and everything. You know, they knew that he played the Horseshoe. He played it every Saturday night. And he came and he said, can I come in and talk to y'all? He said, that boy is something else, he said. He sat on and he said, I'd like to hire him. And my mother said, oh, no, he too young to go in them clubs. My daddy, like I said, real Creole, he would call my mother boy. He said, boy, he said. The guy said, I'll pay him $10 a night. He said, boy. You know, that was big money back then in the 50s. That was in 54, 53, I believe. But, you know, I fooled everybody. Everybody thought that I wasn't going to be nothing because I was the only child. You know, they said, y'all spoil that ball too much. I mean, and they said, he ain't going to be nothing. I recorded some music before I left Louisiana. That's when I was 29 and 30 in the waist. And she was too. I recorded one song, was on XLO Labor out of Nashville. I recorded one and I called it Confusion. And it made number two underneath Chuck Berry, because Chuck Berry had Up in the Morning After School, you know, back then. And mine was number two nationwide. It's instrumental, you know, don 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 don. I don't want to take up the rest of the time. But anyhow, it was instrumental, you know. Yeah. Well, I just love music, period. You know, it just, like I said, I'm born with it. You know, it's just a joy. When I play on the bandstand, I don't think about the money I'm going to make. My theory is to make people happy, to make you happier.